On March 20th, 1969, John and Yoko received permission to marry on the island of Gibraltar. After 17 minutes on the island, they flew to Paris. John and Yoko's wedding made international headlines, but the real event was their honeymoon. They stayed in bed for a week, allowing the press to visit so they could put peace in the headlines.
We knew we were going to get married, and we knew we were going to get chased by the press. So we thought, hey, we're going to be chased, so let's invite them round. Mm-hmm. Let's use this occasion, instead of just saying, oh, whoopee, John and Yoko got married, the front page. What? There's no news in that. Let's use this, though we're going to be in the papers, let's use this space and just say peace instead. So what we did was we invited them to our so-called honeymoon. And they all thought we were going to make love in bed. You see, and all the press from all around the world came. And we opened the, our helpers opened the door, and they fighting to get in, the, you know, like this with the cameras. And then their faces drop, and we're sitting like angels saying, hello, peace, brother.
Two, one, two, three, four.
Yeah.
After John's solo debut, George released his first effort outside the band, a terrific three-record set called All Things Must Pass. The initial single off the LP went all the way to number one. Ringo wasn't allowed to become a prolific songwriter while with the Beatles, but after leaving the band, Ringo blossomed into a quality hitmaker. Ringo says he's still working on his songwriting abilities.
Well, I feel I'm getting better as a songwriter. And songs, you know, I can't sit there, it's 9 o'clock in the morning, and get out of bed and say, okay, I've got to write a song today. I can't work that way. I happen to be sitting around by the piano, or I have a guitar, and, you know, something comes and I have to finish it. But I can't do it like a job. And some weeks I just can't write anything.
Linda Eastman came from a prestigious New York family. Her photography granted her admittance into the entertainment world with a list of subjects including the Stones and Jimi Hendrix. In 1967, Linda set off for London to photograph the Beatles. But before she did, she met Paul McCartney.
We met down at the Bag of Nails.
Oh, it was great. We were down at a club.
Paul came in with some other people and sat at the table next to us. And our eyes sort of met.
And I just saw this girl there. I thought, And that was it.
Baby, I'm amazed the way you love me all the time. And maybe I'm afraid of the way I love you. Baby, I'm amazed the way you pulled me out of time. You hung me on the line. Maybe I'm amazed the way I really need you.
Baby, I'm a man. Maybe I'm a lonely man who's in the middle of something that he doesn't really understand. Maybe I'm a man. Maybe you're the only woman who can ever help me.
Maybe won't you help me to understand?
Return, the Beatles continue working outside the group. Paul finds a new writing partner, and George shares a few secrets about songwriting on the Beatles' long and winding road.
Contact Allergy Patrol. Sir, you're a florist. Why the gas mask?
Allergies are out of control.
You must have taken a 6-hour allergy pill.
Yeah, but it stopped working.
Try new Contact 12-hour allergy.
But Contact's for cold.
Listen to the name again, sir. New prescription strength Contact 12-hour allergy.
12 hours? That's twice as long as Benadryl.
Come on, sir. It's time to smell the flowers. New Contact 12-hour allergy helps you control your allergies so they don't control you.
Use as directed.
All your life, people have been making decisions for you. Now it's your turn to take control. And when you get your first credit card, choose Citibank. They know what it's like when you're starting out. They've issued more than 8 million credit cards to young adults, and they don't require a cosigner. So smile, especially since your Citibank card can now have your picture on it.
To apply, call 1-800-CITIBANK, 1-800-CITIBANK. Not just Visa, Citibank Visa.
Before Degree of Guilt, its hero, attorney Christopher Padgett, was on the case. The case was The Lasco Tangent. The Lasco Tangent by Richard North Patterson, author of the national bestsellers Degree of Guilt and Private Screening. Patterson is a master, says the Los Angeles Times. Now he brings all the drama, all the suspense, all the excitement of Degree of Guilt to a phenomenal award-winning thriller. The Lasco Tangent by Richard North Patterson, in paperback from Ballantine.